修成洁净了。
耶稣对弟兄们说，你离开这里上犹太去吧，叫你的门徒也看见你所行的事。
人要显扬名声，没有在暗处行的事行事的，你如果行这些事，就当将自己显明给世人看。
因为连他的弟兄说这话，是因为不信他。
耶稣就对他们说，我的时候还没有到，你们的时候常是方便。
世人不能恨你们，却是恨我，因为我指证他们所做的事是恶的。
你们上去过节吧，我现在不上去过这个节，因为我的时候还没有满。
耶稣说的这话，人就不在家里里。
啊，你停在这。
Okay. Good morning. We'll have just open in prayer. Ask the Lord's help for us this morning.
我们做一个开始的祷告，求主帮助我们。
Now, Father, we come to you today because we are very needy people.
主啊，今天上午我们来到您的面前，因为我们是有需要的人。
Lord, without you, we cannot understand anything.
因为没有你的帮助，我们真是不能明白这些道理。
Without you, Lord, teaching us by your Spirit, we would be led astray.
哇，如果没有您的圣灵带领我们，教导我们这些道理，我们就会走歪。
But Lord, we thank you that you have sent the Spirit of Truth into the world.
谢谢您把圣灵赐给我们。
The Spirit of Truth, who will guide us into all truth.
因为真理的圣灵会带领我们进入一切的真理。
And so, Father, as we look into your word today, we pray that we might understand the things that you would want to teach us.
主啊，我们今天来看您给我们的话语，求您带领我们能够明白这些话语。
And so open up our hearts, Lord, to be obedient.
也开我们的心，让我们有一颗顺服的心。
So that we might understand those things that you freely give us.
也这样的话，我们能够来明白您白白赐给我们的这些道理。
Help us to see Jesus.
也帮助我们能够认识基督。
That heavenly man.
那在天堂里的那个人。
And Lord, we thank you that there is life in him.
因为在他里面有生命。
There's life in no other.
这不是从其他人能够有的生命。
And so we pray, Lord, to teach us today as we wait on you.
主啊，今天求您带领我们，让我们等候您的时候。
In Jesus' name, we ask this prayer. Amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. So now we're moving into a new chapter.
我们进到一个新的章节了。
And it's also a new time.
也是一个新的时候啊。
It's about 6 months after the events that took place in chapter 6.
差不多呢，从六章到七章呢，又过了有六个月了。
He had been teaching in Galilee, that is his home country.
因为他在加利利讲道，这个时候，加利利呢是他的家乡的地方。
And John chapter 7 records.The Lord Jesus' trip up to Jerusalem for the Feast of Tabernacles.
然后呢，约翰福音的七章呢就在讲，他去参加祝棚节的这段的旅程。
And John chapter 7 is his ministry in the temple.
是在圣殿的讲道的部分，七章。
So
祝棚节时间。
In chapter 6, just a very brief review, we find there that the Lord Jesus had set forth very clearly his incarnation, his death that he would die on Calvary's cross, and his ascension, his resurrection and ascension to the Father's right hand.
在六章呢，他讲得很清楚，关于他的道成肉身，关于他以后要升天，这一系列的事哈，在六章里面他都讲。
This just a verse to illustrate each of those points.
我们有捡几节经文来讲一下这刚才提到的这几个点。
Chapter 6 and verse 41.
比如说六章的四十一节。
He says there that he is the bread that came down from heaven.
犹太人因为耶稣说我是从天上降下来的粮。
That is a reference to his incarnation.
这就说明他是道成肉身来的了。
The bread that came down from God in heaven itself.
啊，就是那个粮呢，是从天上降下来的。
Of course, he compares that to the manna, the bread that fed the children of Israel in the wilderness.
因为他把这个比成玛纳了，就是在旷野里有人过来有那个从天降下来的那个给以色列人得饱足的那个粮。
And that manna in the wilderness, it sustained the children of Israel for 40 years while they wandered in the wilderness.
那玛纳呢，在以色列人在旷野的那四十年里一直供应他们，供养他们。
And it was described as the bread that came down from heaven as well.
这里呢，它也被描述成为从天上降下来的粮。
But the children of Israel that ate the manna, they all eventually died.
但是在旷野的以色列人虽然吃了玛纳，最后都死了。
But the bread that the Lord Jesus is speaking about is He is the heavenly manna, the true bread that came down from heaven.
耶稣在这里他讲到的，他给到我们的粮呢，是真正的灵粮，从天上给下来的。
And the bread, of course, was speaking of his body.
那这个粮就在说他的身体了。
He said that body would be given for them, not just to sustain them in the world, but to give them eternal life.
因为这身体赐给我们不是说是支持我们在地上的生命，而且要给我们永生。
And of course, the Jews, they resisted that teaching.
当然，犹太人就很抵挡这样的教导。
Because he said you have to eat that bread that came down from heaven.
因为耶稣讲了，你们要吃这个从天上来的粮。
And he even went so far as to say you have to eat my flesh, otherwise you have no life in you.
直到他说呢，你要吃这个我的肉哈，否则你们里面没有生命。
And of course that was offensive to them because they didn't understand he meant to believe in him. That means to eat.
然后这个特别冒犯到了犹太人，因为他们不知道耶稣在讲的是信，相信他。
So he taught there in chapter 6 about his incarnation, but he also taught about his death.
然后呢，在六章他不但讲到他的道成肉身，也讲到他的死。
Because when he begins to speak about eating the bread, that means that the bread would be broken. It would be given for them.
当他讲到他要吃这个粮的时候呢，就是其实他的身体会被破碎了，其实他要死了。
And he emphasized that death by saying they have to drink his blood.
然后他强调了这个他的死呢，是说他们要喝他的血。
The blood in Scripture speaks of a life that is given.
那血在圣经里一直在讲到的意思，就是要给出去的生命。
It speaks of death.
这就是死亡了。
And so he said, you have to believe in the death, my death, the result of my death. You have to receive that as well.
所以耶稣在这里说的意思就是你们要相信死亡的结果，就是他在十字架上所做的功啊。
But he also, that's in verse 54, he says there.
这就是五十四节讲的。
I tell, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life.
吃我肉喝我血的就有永生。
Not will have, but have. The moment you see, he's talking about belief here. The moment you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and his death for us, you have eternal life.
这里讲到的不是将来时，这就是立刻就有了。因为吃和喝在这里都是信的意思。那信靠耶稣的人呢，立刻就有了永生。它不是一个过去的状态。
And also he spoke of his ascension to the Father's right hand after his death.
同时呢，他也讲到了他的升天。
In verse 62, what and if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before?
倘或你看见人子升到他原来所在之处，那怎么样呢？
So, in chapter 6, he talks about his incarnation coming into the world.
在六章呢，他讲到他道成肉身来了。
He talked about his purpose for coming into the world.
他也讲了他来到地上的目的是什么。
In giving his life, dying for mankind.
那就是把他的生命给出去，为人的罪而死了。
And then he talked about his return back to the Father.
他同时最后又讲到了他要回到天父那里去。
And there he would ascend to the Father's right hand.
那里他要升到父神的右手边。
The place of all rule and authority. Speaking of the right hand, speaks of authority.
那右手呢，就代表所有的权柄，所有的力量。他要回到父神的那边去，得着他的权柄。
And he taught the absolute necessity of eating him, or the same word, believing.
他通过这些，他就讲了那完全的必要性啊，那非常必要性就是。吃他喝他其实就是相信他的必要性。
He says here in verse 53，
在五十三节说
，I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you。
耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。”
The most of the crowd was content just to eat the bread that he provided for them, the physical bread that he broke and fed the 4,000 and the 5,000.
那所有在座的在场的那些人，其实都还是在一个有形的粮的那个概念上，就他们还是因为被喂饱了一次的五千人喂饱了一次，他们还是因着地上的粮得饱足的。
But they weren't willing to receive the bread that came down from heaven, the true life that gives eternal life.
但他们还是不愿意接受那从天降下来的灵粮，那真正的生命，从神而来的生命，他们不愿意接受。
He taught there the absolute necessity of believing in him.
他这里讲到就是完完全全的就是那个完全的必要性啊，就是相信他的必要性。
He said again,If you don't believe, you have no life in you.
所以这里说，你若不信呢，就没有生命在你里面。
Now he'd been very careful to explain that eating his flesh meant believing. He was very careful about that.
所以他在非常的仔细哈，很小心的在解释，就是吃他的肉，喝他的血，就是信的这个意思。
Look at verse 40.
我们来看四十节。
He explains what he's talking about eating it.
所以他在这里四十节就解释了吃他喝他的意思是什么。
And he says it's the Father's will in heaven that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
因为我父的意思是叫一切见子而信的人得永生，并且在末日我要叫他复活。
If you have eaten.Of the Son of Man, that means you've believed. Or if you've believed in Him, you've eaten.
所以当你要吃喝他的时候，你一定是要先信他。当你信了他以后呢，你就会更有动力呢，更有需要去吃喝他。
But there might be a question further in your mind, and about how to believe.
那在你的心里一定还会有一个问题，那我怎么信呢？
How do I believe in this man?
我怎么样信这个人呢？
Well, look at verse 63.
来看这个六十三节。
He says, It's the spirit that gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life.
叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
So, how do you believe?
你怎么样才能信呢？
What do you believe?
你信的是什么呢？
You believe the word of God.
你相信神的话。
See, the word of God, as we have it in the Bible, was given by the Holy Spirit that came through men that were moved by the Holy Spirit and inspired to write God's words themselves.
因为我们知道圣经是圣灵感动那些作者啊，是圣灵带着他们写下来的这些话。
So they're not just the words of man.
因为这不是从人来的话。
They're the words of the living God.
这是永生神的话。
And as such, they have life in them.
因为在他们里面，在这些话里是有生命的。
That life is imparted when the Spirit of God reveals the word to a soul, and the soul believes, and then that soul is then born again of God's Spirit.
所以这样的生命是怎么进到人里面来呢？就是当圣灵带着人相信这些话的时候，人里面就有重生的灵了，他就这样的生命就是到存到永远。
First Peter chapter 1.
我们看一下彼得前书的一章。409页。
And verse
23. 23节，411页。
Peter is writing this letter, and he was there that day when the Lord Jesus was speaking about the living bread.
所以耶稣彼得在这里在讲这个的时候，他因为他是在那天是在五饼二鱼的那个现场的。
And Peter says this in verse 23 of 1 Peter.He says, for you have been born again. He's talking about believers here now. You have been born again, not of perishable seed, not seed that will rot unless it sprouts, but of imperishable seed, which is, as he explains, through the living and enduring word of God.
你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子。这里的你们是指信徒啊，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
So he uses the figure of speech that the word is like a seed.
他用一个比喻来把神的话呢比作种子。
What do you do with a seed?
种子你会做什么呢
？It won't grow unless it's planted.
它是不会成长的，除非你把它种下去。
It must be planted in good soil, and then the right conditions, water and sunlight, must come.
所以它必须要种到一个合适的土壤里，然后在一个合适的阳光，和外部环境之下，它就会发芽成长。
And in that seed, there's life in every seed.
所以在每一个种子里都藏了生命。
That seed, we call it.Latent life. It's not an active life. It's latent. It's there inherently in the seed and waits for the right conditions.
所以呢，这些种子呢，我们可以把它形象的比喻成，它是一个蛰伏的生命，它不是一个活跃的生命，它需要有个外部的环境，它需要在这个比如土壤啊、气候的环境合适的时候，这个生命才会显出力量来。
So a natural seed can stay in that condition for a number of years.
比方说，一个自然界的一个种子，可能它没有环境不到的时候，它可以保持这蛰伏的状态好多年的。
And then, if you plant it the right conditions, all of a sudden that latent life becomes an active life.
然后呢，当你种下去，环境合适了，那突然之间呢，这样一个蛰伏的生命就变成活泼的生命。
So we might say.To use Peter's analogy here, that the Word of God has a latent life like a seed.
所以用彼得的这个比喻来说呢， 神的话神的道呢就像一个一个蛰伏的生命一样。
So then if the word of God comes into the right conditions, it comes into the human heart.
当神的道啊它进到了人的心里碰到了合适的环境的时候。
Now notice that in the verse before that,Peter writes about the right conditions for that life in the seed to be become activated.
所以在这一节的前面一节呢，彼得其实提到了什么样的合适的环境呢？是能够触发他成长的。
Notice in verse 22.
就是二十二节了。
Here's the condition.
这就是那个条件。
Now that you have purified yourselves, and here's the active words, the active phrase rather, by obeying the truth.
就是顺从真理吧，洁净了自己的心。
The word of God is truth.
因为神的道呢，就是真理。
Where there is faith, there is obedience. Same thing.
在有信心的地方就有顺服，这两个是一样的意思。
And so in the moment a soulhears the word of God and obeys or believes what the word says, what happens?
所以当人的灵啊在他里面他愿意顺服他相信这些种子接进来的时候会发生什么呢？
See, the right conditions for a natural seed are the sun and water.
那自然界里面正确的环境对一个好的种子来说就是太阳光和雨水。
The right conditions for the spiritual seed is an obedient heart.
那一个属灵的种子，外在和两合适的环境就是一颗顺服的心。
Or putting it in another way, believing.
或者换一句话说呢，就是相信。
Having faith.
有信心。
Trusting.
信靠他。
Receiving.
接受他。
Those are all words that are used in the Gospel of John.For the same thing.
那都是在这些话呢词呢都是在约翰福音里反复提到的。
And the moment a person believes the word of God concerning God's Son, that he paid the price for our sins, the moment a person believes that, they become born of God's Spirit. That latent life in the word becomes active and they become born again of the Spirit of God.
所以在那一刻就是当人接受耶稣基督就接受神的话藏在耶稣基督的救恩里的这些话呢当他接进来的时候在那一刻那个蛰伏的生命就变成活泼的就活了那这个人就开始就变得重生了因为他里面有新的生命出来了。
Now the Spirit of God uses these variousparts of, or figures of speech like bread, like seed, and so on, to convey to us spiritual truth.
所以神的灵啊，在这里给了我们很多的比喻，比如说面天上的粮啊，种子啊，都是要我们去得着那属灵的真理啊，让我们能明白。
And so, the Lord Jesus taught the absolute necessity of.Believing his word.
耶稣在这里讲了那全然的那个重要性，就是相信的那个重要性。
He said, "Unless you believe, you have no life."
那除非你信呢，否则你里面不会有生命。
And again, I'll turn you to John's purpose, his main purpose in writing this Gospel of John for us today. His main purpose.
我们来看一下。约翰写这个福音书的主要的目的是什么
And that is chapter 20 in verse 30 and 31.
那就是约翰福音的二十章的三十和三十一节。
We've referred to these two verses a number of times.
我们不断的在又引用这两节经文，我们不断的回到这两节经文来。
But it underlines or emphasizes for us John's purpose.And why he would sit down and record all these things for us today.
这就是约翰指出来的，他为什么要写坐下来写下这些福音书的目的是什么
？So John chapter 20 and verse 30.
这就是约翰福音的二十章三十节和三十一节。
And I have, how long will read those two verses for us?
帮大家读一下啊。耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多的神迹，没有记在这书上，但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
So therefore, John says there in verse 31, these are the things that are written so that you might believe.
那约翰在这里写到三十一节的时候，就说呢，这些事情记下来哈，是为了是让你信。
If you believe, oh sorry,
yes okay.
If you believe those things, then you have actually eaten of that heavenly bread.
就如果你信了呢，其实你就吃了那天上来的粮了啦。
And you have eternal life.
你就有了永恒的生命。
If you have not eaten of that,
如果你没有吃那个粮呢
？If you have not believed,
啊，如果你没有信呢
？The words that John wrote here,
就是约翰在这里写的话呢，没有信呢
？Then you still do not have eternal life.
然后你就依然没有永恒的生命。
我其实想问一个问题，就是这个信这个，我也信这个，但是它是唯一吗？就是说这个唯一你怎么去？
So, the question is, she want to believe, yes, she also believe that's true, but is that the only truth, so exclusive truth, so how to explain that this is truth and how to verify this is exclusive.
就像好比比如说我有一个我特别信任的老师，然后我也家里有家长，那其实对一个孩子来说，我既可以说我很信任这个老师，我也很信任家长，这两个信任之间其实是不矛盾。
Just like a student, he has a teacher, he also has parent. So he believes in teacher. It's not exclusively only teacher, because he also believes in his parents.
Good question.Good question, and the Lord Jesus answers that question later on in the because the Jews also had that same question.
那耶稣呢后来回答了这个问题，因为犹太人也有类似的问题。
We probably be outlining more, speaking more about that next week. But let's turn to it for a moment. That is in John chapter 7.
那我们也许下一周会讲得更细一些，因为下一周会查到呢。那我们现在很快的看一下，就是约翰福音的七章
and verse 17
七章的十七节。
This is the great criteria, the great test, you might say.Of whether a soul will receive eternal life or not, you will know. How you will know if it's true?
就是你怎么来知道它是真的？这是一个很好的测试的原则。
You read that verse for us, verse 17.
对，你可以帮大家读一下这十七节啊，七章十七。
若立志遵着他的旨意行，就必晓得这教训或是出于神。
Yeah. No. But I want you to think about that verse for a moment.
就你可以想一想这节的经文了，思考一下这节经文。
What did Peter say? He said, "You have obeyed the truth from your heart, and you've been born again."
那彼得说呢，你如果从你心里去顺服这真理呢，你就重生了。
The key to understanding God's word is to obey, is to be willing to obey Him.
所以，那个真就是这个要节哈，就是关键，你要知道是不从神来的。这个那个关键点是你要先。从心里立志，愿意按照他的话去行，你就知道他是不是真的。
Stephanie， 我觉得我们俩就是卡在这儿，就是我们怎么来验证他是唯一的神，但是他的话永远就是你先信了，你就会领会到。
对。
So she understands that actually it's a bottleneck that God asks us to believe in and you to obey first, and you will know that's truth.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but for them, they need to see the truth first, and I will obey. Yeah. You prove to be a truth.
我不是卡在这儿了，我想明白了，我也看了三遍。你会发现，就是我是看了英文才明白。 You will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own. 其实好多时候, for most of the case, I'm not speaking from my own. 我的意思是说, 你这个叫, 其实你之所以形成今天的你, 是有好多东西去形成的, 对吧? 那我这件事我行了, 他的意思是说, 他的, 这个教训是, 你的意思说, 如果不是从神来的, 都是我自己想的, 是这意思吗? But the news is either coming from the God or only coming from myself. 因为这个世界影响我的，可能还有我一直觉得，其实在座的都是相信神的，只是说那是不是唯一的，是不是这个神在和其他的神还在抗争？如果没有这个抗争，那么今天这个世界，今天这个世界，也就是说上帝不在乎的，我们现在。 生活的这个世界就应该已经很好很好了，就是因为有这样的一个争斗，所以我们才有更多的痛苦，然后这个还有这么多的灾难，然后当然了，另外一个说法，这个就全部都是源自于人的这个 sin 这样来的，所以其实
I think the question is still on the why the this is the only one, the only exclusive truth, because this still say. You know this is truth. Yes, she also said this is truth. She said that's right. I acknowledge this is truth. But is there any other truth? So yeah.
其实我跟他说的，就其实我们说的最根本的，就是还是 only 这件事儿。但是 only 谈到 only 这件事儿的时候，你看他的这个圣经原文就是 my teaching coming from God or whether I speak on my own， 就等于是 speak on my own 和 coming from God。 就是只有这两个选项，那也许有一个选项就是 teaching coming from another
God。如果你说在座的我们都是信的人，如果你其实可以绕到一个信上，如果信的话，你就要信他所说的每句话。那他就是说天下人间没有别的神，就我是独一的神。那你说如果我是信的，那他首先就独一的，这是说如果你信，第二个就是说如果。 你要你既然是怀着一个谦卑的心认为我是神的话，至少他比我们这个层级高太多。但如果是神的话，那你先相信之后，你去立志遵守他所说的话的时候，你在遵守的过程中，你会经历他。那你经历他的时候，你就想他是不是那个唯一的神？因为你不经历他的时候，你就想他说的是我们意思，你先信了你就。
你经历了，就经历他。
对，经历到他以后，你就知道他说的话是真的，然后你就
yes, she said you if you believe and you will experience God, when you experience God, you will know that God is true.
不是不信的问题，是不是信他是唯一的问题，或者他们告诉我们说，只要你信他，全部信就满，全部只有一个。
I think I'll just make a couple of comments and see if that might help you. When the Lord Jesus said this in verse 16, my teaching is not my own. I'm going to. In the future, next week probably, we'll be going over that in detail. I'll just say that one of the reasons he came into the world was to glorify his Father as a man. Now, I'll explain them once he translates that.
You go ahead. Yeah, I'll summarize.
Because man had dishonored God. Broken his laws, He had rebelled against God's authority, and he had not carried out his original mandate to have dominion over the world, to be under God as man. Man had failed completely. But Jesus came into the world as a man. The Son of God came, incarnate God came as a man to glorify God in every circumstance that man lived. And he glorified God in everything. He gave honor to him in everything. So even the teaching that he had, he did not take it of himself. He could have, being God, but as the perfect man, he only spoke the things that the Father gave him. And we'll go over that in detail, because there's some interesting points there. That he grew as a boy. In every way he was made exactly like us, yet without sin, and glorified the Father. So he never spoke of from himself. He only glorified his Father. So that, but the other thing, or maybe you better translate that if you can.
就是说呢，他说耶稣，我简单讲一下，就是他说耶稣来就是，他是个完全的神，但是他没有以自己为神为强夺的。 他是道成肉身，成了一个非常普通的人，而且，在他的一生中，他只做了一个榜样给我们，就是完全顺服父神的旨意。他说这里面有很多的例子，我们有时间可以去分享，包括从他十二岁是怎么样的，他后面是怎么样的，就他所有这些呢，他其实完完全全可以彰显他自己，但他没有这么做。他做的事情就是一个，就是来。
把父神的荣耀，在肉身中显现出来，这就是耶稣一生要，就是上十字架之前的事情，他在做的这个事情。我可不可以提个这样的问题？因为他们怎么解释，始终是跟我们不是在一个频段，他是相信他是在唯一神的基础上解释这个的，而我们还他是建立在那个基石，所以那我问一个就是不好意思一个后续的问题，如果是。 他是唯一的永生神，那其实我们不必担心现实世界上这些恶人，包括什么何扩散啊、何泄漏啊，最终只要你信靠他，他是会来拯救的。就这些都是杞人忧天。
They need to acknowledge the whole Bible is true. Otherwise, we don't have any base. To this kind, if you have different book, actually it's not the right occasion to discuss. Yeah. 所以这样啊，我们因为时间的原因，我们不要把这个，因为毕竟这里在座更大多数的是信徒啊，我们是一个查经班。那我想告诉大家一个，大家安静啊，就一个客观的事实是，你若说你愿意相信神呢？ 一定相信他所有的话，那他第一句话就说：“除他以外没有别神。”你们去看十诫的第一诫，你就明白。所以这里面你就这其实是排他的。那你说不是排他的，你就没有再相信他，你就不能说你相信他，因为他说他是排他的。对你不能说我相信你，但是你这句话我不相信，那他说的第一句话你就不相信，那你不能说你是相信他，那你就是不相信他。 可以没有问题，不相信他就去信别的，这个完全没有问题。他也说了，你信了你就知道我说的是真的假的。所以我们今天不是一个场合来讨论你信或者不信的，这是另外的话题。因为我们这个毕竟是在查经，我们照顾在座大多数人的需要，我们事后我们再来讨论，好不好？
Now, as for your question about seeing. Normally, what we your question about believing before you can see. We as humans have it backwards. We say seeing is believing. Right?
就是我们人总是认为看见再相信啊。
To show me, and then I'll believe.
你显给我看我就相信。
But the Lord Jesus did that and they didn't believe.
但耶稣的确在那个他活着的时候他做了呀，当时信的人还是不多的，大家还是不信的。
That day when he fed the 5,000, you remember that. Let's look back at that event. We see the Lord Jesus telling his disciples, make them all sit down on the grass around that hillside. 5,000 people all seated around the table. And he, go ahead.
就是比方说在当时五饼二鱼的时候喂饱了五千人，他让五千人都一排一排的坐下。
And so what he did, standing in the middle of them, in plain view of 5,000 people, he took bread, five little loaves, and he began to break it. They watched him, and he put the bread in the baskets. The bread multiplied in his hands.
所以他当场他就有五个饼了，他就一直掰一直掰，所有的人上万人都看见了，加上妇女儿童，全都看见了，他就对他手上这个饼就一直在增加。
Now what did the multitude believe?
那些在场的那些民众他们信什么呢？
They believed that it fed their stomachs.
他相信这个人能够喂饱他们的胃。
But he spent how many verses in chapter 6 trying to explain to them?
然后呢在整个六章耶稣花了多少的精力来解释给他们听呢？
That this was only a picture of what the bread that came down from heaven, that he's going to, his body is going to be broken, he's going to give his life for the world. They saw all that.
他们都看见了，然后耶稣只是想告诉他们，这个只是一个图景，他要给他们是真实的属灵的生命，他们吃了那个五饼还是会死的。
Now there were 5,000 there that day.
因为那天可是有五千个男人在场。
But he did many other miracles.
他也行了很多其他的神迹。
There were people that they could visit in those villages that had been blind from birth that now they were seeing.
有生来瞎眼，就他们能看见的。
People raised from the dead.
从死里复活的。
The lame were walking.
瘫子能够行走。
Those that had demon possessed now living a normal life.
那有鬼附的后来就得着正常生命的。
They saw, but they didn't believe.
但他们看见了，他们还是不信。
So seeing is not necessary believing.
所以看见不是信的一个必要条件，不是个先决条件。
Because you see something in your experience, you can easily explain it some other way, or you can be mistaken by what you see. You're not sure of your experiences as you recall them.
因为当你看见一个事情的时候，你可以很容易用一个你建立的逻辑去解释它，或者被你所知的你自己的经历所引导你去解释它。
Because they're all natural experiences.
因为这都是自然的经历了。
And we're feeble people.
我们都是软弱的人。
Our memories are not good. Our perceptions are not perfect.
就我们的记忆啊，我们的理解力都不是完美的。
But faith lays hold of that which is permanent.
但是信心是真正抓住那永恒的东西。
In Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1, it says, faith is the very substance of things we hope for.
就像希伯来书十一章一节说，信是所望之事的确据啊，是未见之事的实底。
It's the most secure and solid thing in the world is faith in the living God.
就是信一个永生神，它是最基础的那个基石。
And the real test is if you're going to believe God or you're not going to believe God.
所以这个真正的测验就是你是不是愿意相信有神，相信那个神，或者你就是不信。
Are you willing to believe?
是不是你愿意，就是你里面是不是愿意这么做。
Because if you say that I don't have the proof, that proves that you're not willing to obey.
就是你如果说我没有那个证据呢，其实更多时候是证明你其实不愿意。
If you're waiting for some out exterior sign to prove the eternal, then you'll wait for all eternity. It'll never come.
Can you repeat that?
If you're waiting for some outward sign to prove the invisible and the eternal, you will wait forever.
对，就如果你要去等一个外在的证据呢，可能就会一直等，一直等，一直等到到永生里也没等到，到永恒里也没等到。
What we have is God's word, right here.
对，我们有的是神的话在这里。
Every time you open up the Bible, it says the same thing.
因为每次你打开圣经，它说的是一样的东西。
It doesn't change like our perceptions and our senses. It doesn't change like our feelings. It doesn't change like the outward world.
它不是像我们的感受，不是像这个外在世界一样，它一直在变。神的话是一直不变的。
It always remains the same.
因为它永远都是一样的。
And if you turn to a verse like chapter 6, and verse 40, it will always stay the same thing. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. It always says the same thing.
像约翰福音六章四十节说，因为我父的意思是叫一切见子而信的人得永生，并且在末日我要叫他复活。因为他讲的一直就是这个话题，一直这么讲。
So we don't put our faith in things that are impermanent, that are changing, that are doubtful. We put our faith in the eternal word of God.
所以我们不是把信心建立在那个在变的东西上，我们是把信心建立在那不变的神的话上。
And the test, the bottleneck, as somebody put it, coming through the narrow gate, is are you going to believe God or are you going to reject God? There's no other choice. You can't, there's no sitting on a fence. You go one side or the other.
对，所以是没有棋在当中的这么一个状态，你或者接受或者就是拒绝，这就是两个非常简单的。
And many of the disciples that day, they chose to not walk with Jesus anymore.
所以在这就是为什么在当时很多的跟着耶稣的人在六章的最后他们就选择走了，自然很自然的状态。
And in verse 67 of chapter 6, what did the Lord Jesus say?
所以六十七节在耶稣对他们门徒说什么呢？在六章里。
He asked the 12, do you also want to go away?
你们也要去吗？
And Simon Peter, good old Peter, he said what? Lord, where shall we go? Where in all the world can we go? Only you have the words of eternal life.
主啊，你有永生之道，我还归从谁呢？
And we believe and know. How did he know? Because he believed.
我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。那他们怎么知道呢？因为他们信了，他就知道了。
We believe first of all, and now we know that you are the Holy One of God, the very Son of God himself.
就当我们信了以后，我就知道他真的就是神的圣者。
That's the criteria. That's the crux. That's the dividing point. That's the narrow way that goes through that narrow gate of faith in God and willingness to believe Him or to reject Him. That's the choice. It's one or the other. You can't sit as I say, on the fence. Once you approach this place of decision, you can't go back. You have to make a choice.
所以它永远是一个你的心理的选择决定的结果，那你的选择是不可能带给你一个骑在当中的状态，你或者是接受他的话，因为他的话是个整体，你或者就拒绝了。
Many that walked away that day, they were rejecting the light and they walked off into darkness.
对，那天有还是有很多的人拒绝了，那他们拒绝了以后其实就远离了光了。
But Peter said, "You have the words of eternal life, and we know that you are the Son of God."
但是彼得说呢，你有永生之道，我们已经信了，知道你是神的圣者。
So that's the choice that we make today.
这是我们今天也要做的选择。
We're going to take a break now, but we'll have a word of prayer.
我们一起来做个祷告，我们先暂停休息一下。
Father, we want to come before you today in the name of our Lord Jesus.
主啊，我们要来到您的面前，奉我们主耶稣基督的名。
Father, we think of this very serious point that we've come to.
主啊，我们要想到这严肃的时刻，我们来到您面前。
It's the place of decision.
这是一个需要我们做决定的时刻。
Lord, we pray if there's any hearts here that are willing to do your will, we pray, Lord, today that they might receive the Lord Jesus.
主啊，盼望今天若还有愿意按照您话语行的心求您带领他接受基督。
And not try and wait for some imperfect truth.
不是在等候一直在等候一些不完美的真理。
But they might receive him who is true.
这样的话他们能够看见什么才是真的。
The true bread that came down from heaven.
那从天上降下来真的粮。
To give life to the world.
给世界生命的。
So Lord, we would just ask your help again for each one.
我们要求您的帮助来帮助每一个人。
Now bless our time of fellowship and thank you, Lord, for these good things that you provided.
也求您祝福我们一会儿饮食的时间。
Bless those hands, Lord, that have prepared this for us.
也祝福那些来帮助准备着饮食的人。
And we give you thanks now in the worthy name of the Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
、Let's begin our session this morning. Still, we'll ask the Lord's help again.Because we depend upon Him, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth.
对，我们继续来做一个祷告啊。上午我们继续来学习，那我们需要神的恩典带领我们。
O God, our Father, how we thank you that you, above all, Lord, you are interested in every one of us.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，因为您是在一切之上啊，您也关心我们的事。
The Lord, you have come down from heaven in the person of your Son to seek and to save that which is lost.
主啊，您从天上来，道成肉身，以圣子的形式来，为要寻找拯救那失丧的人。
Help our understanding that we might know that one that came down from heaven to reveal you.
主啊，也帮助我们理解来寻求您的真理。
Lord, we know that he that has seen Jesus has seen the Father.
因为我们看见耶稣的就看见了神。
I and my Father are one.
因为你说我与父同为一。
Now Lord, as we look into your word, we pray that we might see Jesus.
我们借着读您的话语，我们就能够看见耶稣的形象。
That we might hear his words.
我们也能听见他的话语。
That Lord, with an obedient heart, we might receive them.
以一颗顺服的心，那我们能够接受他。
Now build us up, Lord, we pray. encourage us.
求您建造我们，也鼓励我们。
Pray by your Holy Spirit to teach each one today.
也求您的圣灵来教导我们。祷告奉主的名 ，Amen.
So we come to chapter 7 now, and reading verse 1.
我们回到七章啊，一节。
After this, Jesus went around in Galilee, purposely staying away from Judea because the Jews there were waiting to take his life.
那这是以后呢？耶稣在加利利游行，不愿在犹太游行，因为犹太人想要杀他。
There's between chapter 6 and chapter 7, there's a period of about 6 or 7 months.
那六章和七章之间呢，大概有六到七个月的间隔。
Chapter 6 takes place shortly after the Passover.
那六章在逾越节之后发生的。
The Passover is in the spring of the year.
就是逾越节是一年的春天。
It coincides with our Easter.
那和我们的复活节是完全重合的时间。
Very close to that.
那是就是一个时候了。
The sorry, not Passover. It would be the Feast of Pentecost. Sorry, Feast of Pentecost. But then, this now it takes place, chapter 7, just before the Feast of Tabernacles.
对，所以六章呢，抱歉，刚才不是逾越节，是逾越节之后的那个周呢，叫除酵节哈。然后呢，七章讲到的那应该是在祝棚节之前。之前的那一周啊。
Now you'll have to pardon me because it was the Feast of Passover, I guess, that chapter 6 took place shortly after the Feast of Passover.
对，是六章是发生在这个逾越节之后的很快的那点时间。
The Feast of Passover took place in the first month for the Jew.
逾越节呢发生的那个月份在犹太历里面就是正月。
And the Feast of Tabernacles takes place in the seventh month.
然后呢在犹太历里面呢祝棚节就是七月，犹太历的七月。
So about a half a year passes by between these two chapters.
所以差不多呢这两个就是半年的时间了。
And during that time, Jesus stayed in Galilee.
所以在这段时间里呢耶稣就待在加利利。
Because there is great opposition in the province of Judea. There was great opposition to him there.
因为在犹大地啊，就是在南部的那个耶路撒冷附近呢，对耶稣有很强的抵挡。
In Judea, of course, was the capital Jerusalem, where the temple was, where all the leaders and the Pharisees, the priests. All those ones who were opposed to the Lord Jesus.
因为那时候的宗教领袖啊，那些法利赛人啊，就他们很强的抵挡的耶稣的道啊。
And so, there was great opposition to him in Judea.
又在犹大地呢，有非常强的抵挡对神的道。
He purposely avoids Judea.
所以他就刻意的远离了这个犹大地。
Not because he was afraid.
那不是因为他害怕呢。
There was a time for him to go up to Jerusalem.
因为他会有去犹大地的时候。
But the timing would be in his father's will.
但这个时候呢，是在神的旨意里面。
In the meantime, he stayed in Galilee to complete the father's work that his father gave him to do.
然后同时呢。他也待在加利利啊，要完成父神要他做的事。
And so he continues his work there of teaching and healing. In chapter 5, verse 36, we read there about the Lord Jesus. Chapter 5.And he's talking about the various testimonies, and we've gone through that some months ago now, or weeks ago. But he says there in the second part, the second sentence of that verse, for the very work that the Father has given me to finish and which I am doing. The Father had given him specific work to complete. And that's what he was doing while he was remaining in Galilee.
所以五章三十六节的后半段说呢，因为父交给我要成就的事啊，就是我所做的事，这边见证我是父所差来的。所以父交给他要做的事啊，就是当时耶稣一直在地上他要做的事情的一个主线，就是他是跟着父的安排去做的，包括他没有去犹大地，待在加利利的时候。
So he knew that the time for him to go up to Jerusalem was not yet.
因为他知道那要去犹大地的这个时候还没有到。
That's what he says in verse 6.
这就在第六节他说的意思。
The right time for me has not yet come.
我的时候没有到。
The Lord Jesus, as the perfect man, followed God the Father's timetable.
所以耶稣是一个非常完美的人，他一直在跟随神给他安排的计划。
He was not influenced by pressures of the world.
他不受地上的压力的影响。
And so the right time would come when his father said for him to go.
那时候会到哈，就当时候到的时候呢，他就会跟随父亲天父要他去做的事去做。
So he continues his work of teaching and healing in Galilee.
所以他继续他在加利利的教导和工作。
And notice that he stayed there because the Jews were waiting to take his life.
因为在这里啊，你注意犹太人啊，想要杀他。
Usually when the scripture speaks or John speaks about the Jews, he's talking about that hierarchy, the leaders of the nation and the priests.The ones who had rejected him, they were the Jews.
在这里讲到的犹太人哈，犹太经常出现的这个犹太人，其实是指着那个高阶的，就是祭司啊，就是那些宗教的领袖那些人讲的。
When he's referring to the general population, he uses words like the crowd, the multitude, the people, and so on.
当他讲到大多数人的时候呢，他一般会用众人。民众群众那这么一些词啊。
Now, why were they wanting to take his life?
为什么他们想要杀他呢？
Turn back to John chapter 5 and you'll see there the Lord that they wanted to kill him.
我们看约翰福音，回到约翰福音五章，我们就看看为什么他们要杀他。
John chapter 5And verse 16.
五章的十六节。
The last time he was in Judea, he healed a man that was lame, you remember? At the pool of Bethesda. The pool of Bethesda.
所以犹太人逼迫耶稣是因为他在安息日做了这事。五章十六节。
In verse 16, Because Jesus healed him on the Sabbath, it says, the Jews persecuted him.
就是因为耶稣在安息日啊治好了病人，所以犹太人就逼迫他。
That he had broken the law of Moses, they thought, by healing on the Sabbath.
因为他们认为耶稣在安息日治病呢，违反了摩西律法。
But the reason that they turned from persecuting him to wanting to kill him was this next statement of his.
所以实际上他们从逼迫到要杀他呢，这个转变的原因是后面的事情。
And this statement was what made them so angry that they wanted to kill him.
这样的自称啊，就是使他们特别生气啊，就是使那些犹太人。特别生气。
He said, "My father is always at work to this day, and I too am working."
这就是十七节耶稣说，耶稣说呢，我父做事如到直到如今我也做事。
Now to us that doesn't mean very much.
对我们来说这好像没什么意义。
But to the Jews, if he said my father, he was making himself equal with God.
对于犹太人来说呢，当他说我的父亲的时候，其实就是把自己和神同等。
Now if he had said our father,They wouldn't have had a problem with that.
如果他换句说呢，说我们的父呢，就大概没什么问题了。
And we read verse 18. For this reason, the Jews tried all the harder to kill him. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own father, making himself equal with God.
所以犹太人越发想要杀他，因他不但犯了安息日。并且称神为他的父，将自己和神当作平等。
Now a lot of people today say that Jesus never said that he was God.
很多人今天说呢，耶稣从来没有说他是神。
The Jews would disagree with that, and they knew better than any man, anyone.
然后犹太人呢是不会这么认为，因为犹太人知道耶稣说这个话的意思是什么。
Because when he said that.My father works and I work too. He was claiming that he had a unique relationship with God in the sense that he was God himself.
当他说呢，我父做事，我也做事呢，其实他把自己摆在了和父同等的这么一个位置上。
Making himself equal with God. That's what the Jews understood that to be.
那使他与神同等啊，这就是犹太人当时听明白的这个意思。
So this was none other than the very, very God Himself manifest in the flesh.
所以这不是别人，这就是神自己道成肉身显明在地上。
And that was His claim.
这就是他自称的。
And so that's why they wanted to kill Him.
这就是犹太人为什么要杀他的主要原因了。
But His ministry was not over yet.
但他的服事还没有结束。
So he spends the next 6 months in Galilee.
所以他就在加利利呢，又花了后面的六个月。
He instructs his disciples during that time.
然后他就带领他的门徒啊，在那个时候。
And he prepares them for his going away.
也预备他要离开。
Because he knows when he goes up to Jerusalem the next time, there will be no leaving it.
因为他也知道，再下一次他要去耶路撒冷呢，就回不来了。
It's from there he goes up to Jerusalem to lay down his life as a sacrifice.
因为在那个时候，他就把自己的生命献上，要死在十字架上。
And from Jerusalem it would be to the Father's right hand in glory.
要从耶路撒冷呢，他要去到父神的右边，他的荣耀里。
But his time was not yet.
他的时候还没有到。
And so he avoided Judea.
所以他避免去。
Then we read in verse 2 of chapter 7. But when the Jewish feast of tabernacles was near, Jesus' brother said to him, You ought to leave here and go to Judea so that your disciples may see the miracles you do.
就当时呢，犹太人的祝棚节近了，耶稣的弟兄呢就对他说：“你离开这里上犹大去吧。”
The Feast of Tabernacles is the last feast of the year.
那祝棚节的这个盛宴啊，是一年当中最后一次。
There were 7 feasts in a year.
一年有七次哈、啊，七次这样的盛宴。
On 3 great occasions.
有三组大的事件啊。
The Passover,
第一组是逾越节。
The Passover and the Feast of the Feast of First Fruits and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, they were all in one festival.
所以第一个大的节期呢，就是三组的日子组合在一起的，也是逾越节，接着是初熟节，接着是除酵节，这三个是紧连着的。
And so those were feasts that they celebrated in the first month.
那这是他们的正月要庆祝的节日。
And then in sometime in the third month, the third or fourth month, at the Feast of Pentecost, they celebrated the ingathering of the grain harvest.
那紧跟着在五十天之后呢，他们呢有一个叫五旬节哈。
So, from the time of the feast of first fruits, the priest would gather the first barley crop, first part of it, and take it in and wave it before the Lord, which spoke of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ as the first fruits from the dead.
所以在之前的那个初熟节里面呢，祭司就是献祭的人会拿一把初熟的果子，初熟的粮食，然后在那个耶和华面前摇一下，这个就预表着耶稣复活。
And then 50 days later, that's what the word Pentecost means, 50. 50 days later, there was the whole harvest from the time of the Passover. There was the barley harvest, and when that was finished, then there was the wheat harvest, and that ended at the Feast of Pentecost, where there were two loaves baked, waved before the Lord, speaking of the conclusion of the harvest.
然后呢，在五十天之后的五旬节呢，就他们就经历了什么呢？这过程当中，那个先是收大麦，然后收小麦。这个时候他们会拿两捆合捆的收上来的果实，就是粮食了，然后他们会献给神，就表明这个收获季的结束。
And then at the end of the year, in the seventh month, there was the Feast of Tabernacles.
然后在第七个月的时候呢，他们会有一个祝棚节。
Associated with that was the Feast of Trumpets.
和吹角节是放在一起的。
There was the Day of Atonement.
有赎罪日也是在这里的。
And then after that was the Feast of Tabernacles.
然后吹角节、赎罪日和这个祝棚节这三个是在一起的。所以你会看见前面有三个，当中一个，后面有三个，加起来就是七个节日，三组。三组的时间。
Those three were all grouped together in the seventh month.
然后后面的三个呢，都是组在一起，是在第七个月的，就农历的，就是犹太历的七月。
The Feast of Tabernacles was known as the Harvest Festival.
也会或者这个被称作丰收的节日。
When all the summer fruits had been collected, the olive trees had been all done, and the grapes and the had been harvested and so on.
因为在那个时候呢，他们收获的是什么呢？是夏天要收获的东西，比方说葡萄，在当地哈，葡萄和这个橄榄都是在祝棚节那个时候收获的。
Now all those feasts they have typical significance for us today.
所有这些的节期在今天呢，都是有属灵的意义啊，对我们来说。
Unfortunately for us, we don't have time this morning to go through this.
那今天呢，我们没有时间去把这一个一个来讲了。
But someday we like to talk about those festivals and what they mean for us. We know about the Passover, Christ our Passover sacrifice for us.
那我们至少知道一个哈，比如逾越节，我们知道耶稣是我们逾越节的羔羊，他替我们死了，付上了罪的代价。
And then you have the first fruits, the waving of the first.Of the harvest speaks of the Lord Jesus, the firstborn from the dead.
那逾越节之后，紧跟着那初熟节，我们都知道有初熟的粮食，这就是谁啊？这就是耶稣，他复活了。那他这是初熟节的意思。
And then you have the Feast of Unleavened Bread. The people of God that are saved should walk in a holy life, unleavened bread.
那紧跟着初熟之后呢，就是除酵节。除酵呢，酵就是代表罪，在整个圣经里。就是一个得救的基督徒，他要在离开罪的这个时间里，就是整个七天代表七代表这个完整啊，所以在除酵节就代表一个基督徒成圣的生活在地上。
And that feast lasted 7 days.
啊，这个七天，那这个是除酵节刚好七天。
Seven is the number of perfection or completion in the scriptures.
在圣经里，七就是完整数，就总是代七就代表完全了。
So the people of God are supposed to walk a holy life right to the end of their life here on earth.
所以就代表一个基督徒，当他愿意相信神，他就把自己放在神手里的，要过一个圣洁的生活。
Now 50 days later was the Feast of Pentecost.
啊，紧跟着在这个除酵节结尾之后的五十天呢，就来了五旬节了。
And that spoke of the finish of the grain harvest.
这个就是绿色植物的这个收割结束啊，就是大麦小麦了啊。
And there were two loaves were baked.Of bread and presented to the Lord in the temple.
就两把的这个面包啊，会烤出来献给神。
And you saw it was on the day of Pentecost that the Holy Spirit came down and baptized the church into one body.
我们都知道，在《使徒行传》里面，就是在五旬节的时候，圣灵降下来，把整个教会在圣灵里受洗了。然后成为一个肢体。
Both the two loaves represent the Jew and the Gentile, all one now before the Lord, presented by the priest.
所以两个面包呢，其实就代表犹太人和外邦人，他们在基督里合一了。
So for by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body.
所以同感一灵，我们全部在一个的灵的受洗下。我们是在圣灵里受洗，不管是犹太人还是外邦人，然后进入同一个肢体，就是教会。
So those are the first four festivals, but then in the seventh month there were a group of three.
然后这是前面四个哈，然后再到第七个月的时候呢，那就是后面三个就来了。
First there was the blowing of the trumpets.
第一呢，顺序上第一个就是吹角了，叫吹角节。
And that speaks to us today of the coming of the Lord Jesus for His church. He will come with the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God.
Yes.
The dead in Christ are going to rise, and we're going to be gone with them into heaven.
吹角节在时间上是讲什么呢？就讲耶稣再来了。耶稣再来的第一件事情会发生什么呢？会吹号，天空中会有天使在吹号。那属他的人在教会。属他的人在那个时候都要被提，在空中与他相遇啊。
That trumpet also signals the final regathering of the Jews from all around the world.
那同时呢，他也把地上一切的犹太人全部聚集起来啊，最终的那个时刻。
Today we're seeing the ingathering of 70 years ago there was a nation, and now the Jews are continually coming into their land.
其实我们已经看见了这个趋势啊，七十年前犹太国家以色列成立以后呢，全世界各地的犹太人呢，已经慢慢开始聚集到这个中东那块地方了。
But never confuse the church and Israel.
所以我们不要把这两个混起来哈，教会和以色列人不要把这两个混起来。
The church is God's heavenly people.
教会呢是神天上的子民啊，我们都是神天上的子。
Israel is God's earthly people who are going to inherit.The blessings on the earth.
那犹太国呢？以色列他是神地上的子民啊，他们要承接神地上的祝福。
So the trumpet will have the double sign, double meaning.
所以这样的吹角，这样的吹号呢，它是有两层的意思。
It'll call God's people home.
他首先要把属神的、属天的子民呢，要叫回去，就是教会要提走。
This present day of grace will end.
那这样的一个恩典的时代，在吹角的时候就关闭了，恩门要关掉。
And it'll be an initiate a time of God's judgment upon the earth.
那从那一刻开始呢，神最后的审判就开始来了。
It's going to be judgment against God's enemies, but it's going to be purification for His people.
那这就是要对神的仇敌，他要有一个审判，同时呢，也把神的子民呢，他要有一个洁净。
And when the trumpet sounds, the church is gone. Israel is finally gathered. All the Jews will be gathered to their land.
那当吹角来的时候呢，教会被提，地上的犹太人最终全部聚集在他们的国度里。
And then, as I say, God is going to bring judgment upon the earth.
然后我们就知道在之后呢神要开始审判全地了。
He's going to purify the earth from all rebellion.
他要让这个地上的一切的悖逆呢他都要洁净。
All that oppose his government.
一切来抵挡他管制的都要清除。
He's going to put down all rule and authority that opposes his, the reign of his son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他要建立他的权柄啊，那一切悖逆耶稣基督的力量他都要在地上清除。
But the Jews are gathered in unbelief.
但是犹太人在那个时候呢他们一起聚集的时候还是一个不信基督的状态下聚集的。
But at the end of the great tribulation their eyes are going to be opened and they're going to look upon him as Zechariah says they're going to look on him whom they pierced, who they killed.
所以在那个大灾难时期呢犹太人他经历了这个大灾难之后啊，因为吹角节之后呢就会有一个大灾难的时期，大灾难的结尾的时候整个犹太人他们全部都要看见那个他们所扎的那一位耶稣就是基督。
And as a nation they're going to repent and they're going to finally receive their Messiah that they rejected there in Jerusalem 2000 years ago.
所以作为一个国度在那个时候全国都会悔改，那他们最终会接受那一个第一次来他们拒绝的耶稣，当他第二次来的时候他们都会接受。
So after the blowing of the trumpets there's the next festival which is the Day of Atonement.
所以在顺序上的吹角节之后的下一个节日就是赎罪日了，有以色列的赎罪日。
When the whole nation comes together and there they mourn for their sins and they receive their Savior.
所以整个以色列人会聚集起来，他们为他们的罪忧伤悔改接受他们的救主。
The Day of Atonement is what is called Yom Kippur today.
今天叫做赎罪日。
And then comes after that comes the Feast of Tabernacles.
所以最后一个就是我们今天看见的这个节叫祝棚节了。
And that pictures the earthly kingdom when the people they dwell together in peace and harmony and full of provision after the harvest.
这是一个特别喜庆的日子啊，那就讲到这个地上的国度建立，就每一个人呢他都是很喜乐的住在神丰盛的供应里。
And again it's a festival of 7 days.
同样这是一个七天长的盛宴。
Speaking of that long reign of Christ.
七也是一个完全数，就代表神的统治在地上是长久的。
But notice when we read here about it says the Jewish feast of tabernacles.
所以这边讲到的是犹太人的祝棚节敬。
In the Old Testament, it's called the Feast of the Lord.
那旧约呢？Feast of the Lord.
Feast of the Lord. Yeah.
主的节，旧约叫主的节，主的盛宴。
But here, John says it's become the Jews' feast.
这里呢，约翰说它变成了犹太人的盛宴。
What were they anticipating?
那他们在期待什么呢？
They were celebrating it out of obligation.
那他们是在一个律法下面，在一个要求下面来庆祝的。
There was no joy in their celebrations.
因为在他们的庆祝里面，其实完全没有喜乐的。
Their religion had become just a matter of fact, a cultural thing.
所以他们的这个宗教就变成了一个文化的性质，它是没有，它里面不是出来喜乐的。
So it's no longer the feast of the Lord; it has become their festival, the Jews' feast.
所以它不是一个神的盛宴了，它就变成了一个律法下面的节日了。
And so, rather than a time of great joy and anticipation in thanksgiving to God, what are they doing during that festival? They're plotting the destruction of the very God who had made them.
所以不是来在这个节日里他们感恩神啊，他们在开始密谋一些事情。
That shows the incorrigibility. You got a word in incorrigible? How bent the human heart really is.
显明人的心呢, 是多么的悖逆啊, 就是,
that they, during this time that spoke of his reign, his future reign on earth, they're going to put the king to death.
他们不但, 没有接受这个神王的统治, 就是耶稣的统治, 他想把杀了。
In just a short while, their cries are going to be, "We have no king but Caesar."
不多久的一段时间以后 他们要跟, 比拉多说啊, 就是我们除了耶, 除了凯撒, 我们没有王了。
Crucify him, crucify him.
钉死他, 钉死他。
So, here we have the Lord Jesus then. I've spent more time than maybe I should have on the feast, but just so you have an understanding of, a little understanding of the Jewish festival calendar.
对, 我们花了一点时间来看一下, 就是关于这个, 犹太人的这七个节日的, 大概的情形。
And so, that Feast of Tabernacles, it looked forward to the time when there would be peace on earth, and they would be dwelling there in joy under their king. But that peace would not come yet, because Jesus is still in rejection today.
这样的, 平安啊, 到今天都还没有来, 因为他们到今天还是拒绝耶稣的。
The Lord Jesus in this world, in this time, is still in rejection.
那耶稣呢, 在今天, 这个世界, 在今天这个时候,
and when you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, you've received a rejected Savior as far as the world is concerned.
如果你拒绝耶稣基督, 其实是, 拒绝一个救主啊。
And you too will experience that same rejection as a believer. Don't be surprised.
那你如果是一个信徒呢, 你也同样会遭受这样的拒绝, 所以不, 就跟耶稣所经历的一样, 不用太意外。
He's raised in honor and glory in heaven, but on earth, the world is still opposed to him.
虽然他现在升到了高天, 他在, 天堂神的右边, 但今天地上依然还是拒绝他的状态。
Now, the next verse talks about Jesus' brothers.
那下一节呢, 他讲到耶稣的弟兄。
Of all the people in the world, who do you think was actually closest physically to the Lord Jesus, other than Mary, his own mother?
在地上所有的人当中啊, 有形的, 你觉得谁和耶稣是最近的, 除了玛利亚?
His brothers and sisters.
他的弟兄姊妹, 对不对?
Can you imagine growing up in the same household as the Lord Jesus?
你能想象和耶稣基督在同一个屋檐下一起长大吗?
Living day after day with this man, this heavenly man?
然后一天一天的和这个 每一天啊, 都跟这个从天而来属神的道成肉身的主一起,
but his heavenly glory was veiled, it says.
但是在那个时候, 他的属天的荣耀啊, 是遮住了。
In Hebrews, it talks about the veil of his flesh.
就是因着他的肉体啊, 他遮住了。
See, he was the God manifest bodily on earth.
他是神, 道成肉身显明在地上。
But those glories that he, they were veiled, they were hidden.
但是他因着神而有的那个荣耀, 因为他本身就是神嘛, 其实是在道成肉身的时候是隐藏了。
And so there was only once that he displayed those glories that he had with the Father.
只有一次啊, 他显出了这个, 他的荣耀。
And that was all to only three of his disciples.
只有三个他的门徒跟着。
was there on the Mount of Transfiguration.
那就在变相山上，耶稣回到他神的样子。
And there he was transfigured before them, and they saw the glories of that future kingdom.
然后他变相了，回到他神本来的形象，然后门徒们都看见了，三个门徒。
It says his face shone like the sun.
所以描述说是他的脸光亮如日头啊。
The sun in its full strength.
可是这种强光啊，就是。
And his clothing was white, and the word in English is glistering. Literally, it was like lightning flashing through the threads of his garment.
那他的衣服呢是洁白啊，是。就是闪光的那个洁白，就是地上漂布没有漂那么白的。
And Peter afterwards recalling that event, he says, "We saw that glory."
所以彼得会说呢，我们见过神的荣耀。
When he was transfigured before us on the holy mountain.
当他在我们圣山上，他向我们显明的时候。
And that vision, that exposure, you might say, of his glories was given to his disciples to help them to prepare themselves for the fact that he had told them he's going to go away and he's going to be crucified.
但是在那个时候呢，他是要告诉那些门徒，他会离开，他要去上十字架。
And they would carry with them the memory of that transfiguration.
然后门徒们会记得啊，这样的时刻，就是他，在变相的那样的时刻。
It would strengthen their faith when they would see the world reject and kill their Lord.
他会坚固他们的信心呢，就是当门徒们受逼迫的时候。
But while he was on earth, that was all hidden.
当他还在地上的时候呢，除了这一次，其他时候他都是隐藏的。
Except to the eye of faith.
除非你有一颗信心的眼啊。
What did John say in chapter 1? John,
来看约翰福音一章讲的内容。
John chapter 1 and verse 14.
一章的十四节。
Talking about the word of God, the expression, the very expression of God bodily.It says the word became flesh and dwelt, made his dwelling among us. He says we saw his glory. What kind of glory did the disciples see? He had veiled his glory, had he not? We read about his brothers. They didn't even believe in him. They didn't see that glory. What kind of glory did they see?
比如说约翰福音的一章十四节，他说道成了肉身住在我们中间，那后面讲到呢，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。如果耶稣在地上荣光都隐藏的，这个门徒们，约翰在这里讲的我们见过他的荣光是什么荣光呢？
They weren't his essential glories that belonged to him in the bosom of the Father.Is inherent or is essential.
所以这样的荣光啊，是从父来的，因为他是父独生子的荣光，其实就是神的荣光。
They weren't his official glories that he displayed on the Mount of Transfiguration.
然后也不是呢，在那个变相山上啊，他看见的那个荣光，就是约翰和彼得他们看见的荣光。
He says those glories were displayed when he dwelt among us.That's what it says there in that verse.
然后他这里讲到的荣光是道成了肉身住在我们中间，他们看见的荣光。
Now think hard. What kind of glories would he?
这是什么样的
would he display?
什么样的荣光呢？
Moral. Absolutely. A.You get an A plus. Good for you, yes. His moral glories. Do you know what I mean by moral glories?
就是道德的荣光是什么呢？
His character, his human character. Love, compassion, understanding, those truthfulness, those are all moral glories that the Son displays.
他的爱哈，他的恩典，他的和蔼，他品格上的感染力，这就是他的道德上的荣光。
His patience and his goodness.
他的忍耐，他的良善。
The difficulties of life gave him the occasion in every circumstance to display those kind of glories.
那在生命中的他一生中的那些苦难哈，就给了他很多的机会来显明这荣光。
In opposition, he didn't get angry. When he was opposed by people who were angry at him, he didn't return those in anger.
所以当敌人抵挡他的时候，他并不是以仇恨的方式回应。
He patiently instructed others.
他很忍耐的来告诉别人。
Now, John says, we saw him, his glories. It could only be a supernatural origin of a supernatural origin. Those glories could only come from God himself.
所以约翰说呢，这我看见了这个荣光，这只有一个可能，就是它是一个超自然的，不是从人来的荣光，这样的道德的荣光。
Those glories that he displayed, his patience and his grace among men, that's the glory of the one and only who came from the Father. He was full of grace and truth.
所以这样的荣光是只能是从父来的，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
So those are the glories that were not hid from faith. Faith discovered those glories. But his own brothers, who grew up with him, who had spent many years, 25 years with him, or more, they couldn't see it because they didn't have the eye of faith.
所以虽然约翰在这里说他看见了，但是那个和耶稣过了几十年的他的那些兄弟们哈，却没有看见，因为他们没有属灵的眼睛。
So it says there in verse 3, Jesus' brothers, they said to him, "You ought to leave here and go to Judea so that your disciples may see the miracles you do."
所以三节说，耶稣的弟兄就对他说，你离开这里上犹太去吧，叫你的门徒也看见你所行的事。
And verse 5, we have that verse that we'll finish with today. For even his own brothers did not believe in him.
那五节呢，我们就知道原因了，因为连他自己的兄弟说这话都是因为不信他。
What does that tell us?
那这个告诉我们什么呢？
Without faith, it's impossible to see the truth of God.
就是没有信心啊，你是见不到神的真理的。
Now, we can apply that to unbelievers who have not yet trusted the Lord Jesus.
所以这个对于还没有信靠耶稣基督的不信的人来说，这个道理是一样的。
We had a long discussion this morning about believing and seeing, and seeing and believing.
今天早上我们讲了很多关于信和看，看和信的这个关系。
We don't need to go over that again.
我们不需要再回去再讲这个关系。
If you believe, then you'll see.
如果你相信了，你就能看见了。
But it also applies to believers.
这个同样也应用在信徒身上。
How do we grow in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus?
那我们怎么样能够在恩典和神的知识里能成长呢？
We continue to grow in faith.
那我们就是一直在信心里成长。
Now we'll finish today by going to the book of Romans chapter 1.
那么今天结束呢，我们讲一段罗马书一章的内容。
And verse verse 17.
一章十七节。
For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed. A righteousness that is by faith from first to last. Just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith.
那因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
Now if you look in your Chinese version, it's more accurate, the translation. It'll read like something like this. A righteousness that is from faith unto faith.
Yeah.
In the middle of that verse. Is it? Am I right?
Yeah.
From faith unto faith.
所以这当中有一句话叫是本于信，以至于信，它是一个递进的关系。
What does it mean from faith unto faith?
所以信，从信到信，这是个什么意思呢？
The righteousness of God, that's beginning faith, trusting the Lord Jesus.
所以有一个最初的信，就是信靠耶稣基督，这就是基础的信。
And then it's by faith that we grow in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus.
然后借着这个信心呢，我们就在神的道理上，神的知识上就成长了。
As it is written in the last part of that verse, it says the righteous will live by faith. It becomes a life of faith.
然后在这个过程当中，我们就是靠着信心而生活的。然后最终呢，你有个基础的信，然后你在这里面成长。这个过程当中你会越来越信，就越来越成长。
His brothers didn't have faith, therefore they couldn't see who he really was.
因为他的弟兄们他没有那个最初的信心的种子，所以他没有办法成长。
And next week, Lord willing, we'll take another, we'll carry on from this point and follow him to the into the temple where he begins to teach in his last few weeks on earth.
然后下一周呢，我们就开始从这里开始来讲他去到耶路撒冷，也进到圣殿，这就是他一生最后的那几个星期的时间。
You can just pray for us, brother.
OK, 我们一起来做个结束的祷告。我们的天上的父，谢谢您赐给我们这样宝贵的真理。父啊，求您不但给我们这信心的种子，就是神的道更让我们在这种子里不断的吃喝您的灵粮发芽长大我们就越来越信，因为这是本就是一棵生命的树父啊，谢谢您把这样永生的生命赐给我们，也求您带领我们常常的思想您的恩典不但有一颗初始的信，跟本乎信也以至于信，父啊，谢谢您，求您祝福我们，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Thank you.